The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Second hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase. We're live here at First Horizon Park. Let's head over to the Titans facility. Let's hear from head coach Mike Vrabel.
And Chris and their whole organization, you know, they play hard. It's a great football team, and it'll be a heck of a challenge.
You talk a lot about responding well to adversity, not being front runners just like you did on Sunday. Is there a reverse to that where you have to be able to respond well when things are going well and not lose focus?
Yeah, I mean, I think that success and the preparation and the willingness to work is not an occasional thing. It can't be after adversity, you know, hey, we really got to focus. You know, that's the whole mindset of, you know, whatever you do on Sunday or whenever you play is that you make the corrections, you move on, you know, try to enhance the things that you did well and fix the things that you did bad and, you know, eliminate the things that get you beat. And that's hopefully the mindset that I've tried to create and our staff has tried to create with the players.
Always going to be some degree of adversity, but your guys always seem to really thrive when they feel like nobody's picking them to win or they're backed into a corner. You'd like that about their DNA, or is there something bad about them kind of seeming to need that sometimes?
I mean, I don't look at it like that. I just think that hopefully we can not panic and be able to take the situation that we have, however the games unfold. You know, we all see the games each week in this league that, you know, they go in different directions and you have to go out there and respond and change some things. But I don't think that I hope that we don't rely on it. I just hope that, you know, we continue that mindset and then continue some consistency when things are going well.
What's the difficulties when you're preparation-wise?
Well, you know, I don't think that there's a huge difference in the skill set. I mean, I think they're going to operate their offense. You know, Carson's play strength, you know, obviously Jacob's limited exposure. You know, but they have a talented, their receivers are tough, they're physical. Doyle's been there forever, very productive. You know, their backs are fantastic. I think they have an unbelievable group of backs. Got a lot of respect for Taylor, for Hines, and then obviously Mac working his way back in. Not sure how much he'll have, but they're just a lot of dynamic players. You know, receivers are tough, they're physical, and the backs can do a lot of different things.
Run defense has been so good under Coach Eberflus. What is it that makes their run defense so outstanding?
They play extremely hard. You know, that I respect, obviously, Matt and Frank, the culture that they've set there. They play extremely hard. They have length. They've got a good, you know, varying degrees of different play styles. They have some guys that are, you know, kind of hammer away at you. And then they have some guys, you know, obviously Buckner is a, you know, wild card with his length, athleticism. The backers can run. You know, I think they're all very sound. Everybody's a good tackler, and that's really what it comes down to as far as stopping the run.
That battery that they have, you know, tackle. You mentioned Buckner. You got Leonard at second level, and then you have Blackman. How much does that go into how?
Well, Willis is a great tackler. He's a good, strong safety. Their corners are willing tacklers, and that's, you know, you can't block everybody. So that the guys sometimes that you don't block, if those guys can tackle, you know, they have the advantage.
Use a number of different combinations.
Hold on, let me go to Terry. But we should have actually let off with Terry. I'm sorry.
With Christian Fulton's development, is it more than just being healthy and more comfortable in the system? What are some of the things that he's done that's elevated his game?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it has been the health to be able to get reps and opportunities and work, build some consistency, build some confidence, some understanding of the techniques and the different schemes and most of that. So just being available and being able to work and therefore improve.
Do you think you use a combination of maybe guys at the safety position with Bradley now gone?
We'll see how the week goes, and you know, there'll be somebody, you know, lining up there. You know, whether it's Dane, Matthias, you know, well, there'll be somebody back there.
How valuable was Michael Pruitt's contributions on Sunday? And what did it say about a guy he can show back up here after being elsewhere all offseason and play that way?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Pruitt was, you know, somebody that knows our system. But for those tight ends, you know, we've all asked them to, you know, get as excited about blocking, you know, as we do, you know, catching some passes. And they did. I thought they settled down there a little bit. But we ask a lot of those guys to be able to help us on the edge of our run game, and I know they'll continue to work on that.
With letting McDougal go, and does that kind of put your faith in Kirkshank and feel like he's healthy and worthy of
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, roster decisions, and, you know, obviously performance is probably at the forefront, versatility, fit, you know, there's just a lot of things, and you know, we just, you know, that was the decision that we made.
How has Dane come along? Obviously, missed a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Struggled to be available. Is the stretch of availability, have you seen some things out of him as a player?
Yeah, I mean, he went in there the other day and, you know, wasn't perfect, but he played with some speed. He tried to be physical. And, you know, we've always, I guess, had a vision for Dane and, you know, somewhat of the, you know, the injuries that have limited his exposure and availability, you know, sometimes, you know, to improve. We talked about Christian Fulton. You need to be out there. You need to be practicing and seeing those things. So hopefully, you know, he can put a few good weeks together, certainly start today and put a good day together and build on that.
In a few Derrick Henry big runs in your day, I wonder what one of those runs is like watching from the sideline in terms of what you see, what you hear, you know, one of those big monster TD runs like you had there in Seattle?
You know, really whether the angle, you know, with this, you know, I mean, it gets to the second level or the third level, it's going to be, you know, what's the guy's angle look like? And, you know, usually within about 15 or 20 yards, you're going to know, you know, pretty soon if he's going to take it the distance. You know, obviously a valuable piece, you know, congratulate him on another, you know, AFC Offensive Player of the Week award. But that's what we've come to expect from Derek, and that's, you know, that's a large part of who we are.
The reaction on the sideline, you know, what's the noise level? Is 10, 20, 30, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I think at home it's a different thing when it's at home and then, you know, obviously on the road, but it's just it's timely. Those are big, huge plays, explosive gains that, you know, I think that they take note. You know, I mean, you could play it well for 4 or 5 yards all game and then all of a sudden break one and just, you know, we've had that happen to us. You know, we've played well against the run and then, you know, have a guy break one and it's just like, you know, it's somewhat, you know, defeating just to know that, man, you just played it for 25 runs. You played it really well and then gave up a big one.
A lot of
Has Ola been maybe even better than you guys expected, maybe as a pass rusher?
You know, probably as a defensive player, and, you know, we got to continue to, you know, work him in there. That's, you know, he plays extremely hard. He takes advantage of the opportunities that he had. So, like we always say, that earns more opportunities.
Ryan said he obviously doesn't want to be roughed, but he'll take the trade-off for a first down and the 15 yards. You'd obviously rather that be blocked up and throw a conversion pass there. But is that a penalty worth the trade-off when things go wrong?
Well, if I knew that, you know, he wasn't going to be injured, obviously. But, you know, I appreciate the toughness, and I know this entire team appreciates the toughness of our quarterback to stand in there and try to deliver the ball. And, you know, he doesn't complain in some of these, you know, pressures that, you know, we may miss or somebody gets beat. I think he understands that's part of the job. We would all like that to not happen. But he doesn't get scared and duck and run away from it. He usually stands in there and tries to make a play for us.
Percentage of game-winning drives for Ryan since the time that he's been here. Something about his mental makeup, do you think, that, you know, allows him to be successful in those situations?
I mean, I think he's got good grasp of what we're trying to do and the process and trying to get us into the plays as quickly as possible. But I think that it's everybody knowing it, you know, getting the receivers, whoever catches it, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing to get the ball back, to get lined up, to get in the formation, the linemen to get the protection, to get set, to snap the football. You know, and then I think we have really good communication on the sidelines and through our coaching staff about the situation and how we want to handle it and, you know, how much clock we want to use and being all on the same page there and operating efficiently.
Kind of certainty with the left side of your offensive line right now?
Uncertainty?
And any kind of certainty. Like, do you know what it's going to look like Sunday?
No. But we'll be, you know, like there was last Sunday. There'll be a left tackle and there'll be a left guard, and they'll play their ass off. That's all we are certain of, I hope. I expect Taylor to be out there today.
Mike, you liked the emphasis on taunting. Just wondering so far early if you think it's being called correctly. I know you may only.
There's a lot of things, whether I agree, that are called correctly or incorrectly. The intent of that, again, is that these actions that are directed towards the opponent have no room in our game. You know, there's a lot of kids that watch our football games, finger pointing, getting in a guy's face, pointing your finger at him, you know, flexing on him, standing over top of him. You know, those are things that I believe and I was taught. You know, there's a way to celebrate. Nobody's trying to take any kind of celebration or having fun out of this game. It's an emotional game. I pointed out to our players, you know, we make a play, you know, go celebrate with the guy that made the play. We have nothing to say to the opponent. You know, we somebody else made the play. Go celebrate with your teammates. That's the message that I'm trying to send, whether, you know, I agree with what they call or not call. That's always been the case.
Read call against them. Did you think that
there's a lot of calls that, you know, we could sit here and debate whether it's a spot challenge, whether it's a hands to the face, whether it's a holding. You know, we could do that all day, but I'm going to get back to work.
I just wanted a lot of pushback.
You just what?
I just wanted that one call. Just in terms of, because you obviously saw that. I mean, just in general, do you think that's about what they're looking to stop?
I think that for the fifth or sixth time, we're trying to keep, or at least our football team. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to tell our guys, celebrate with your teammates. You know, be as excited as you want to, be excited with your teammates, with your sideline. You know, that's what it is. And like everything else that our league does, you know, they will get, you know, come together and they will decide how they want to officiate it. But from our standpoint with the Tennessee Titans, it's a clear message. Celebrate with your teammates or run the risk of hurting your football team. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel as they get prepared for the Colts. There's a lot to talk about. A lot you heard in there.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Joe Rexroad trying to really pin the coach down on the one call that we debated a lot the last couple of days. But
I think there were
Mike Vrabel not wanting to get too specific on it.
Apparently there were eight taunting calls over
the
weekend.
It's a classic, okay? You pick a year, pick a sport. College basketball with hand-checking. Pro basketball with hand-checking. Hockey with the hooking call. Hockey with, I'm trying to think of another point of emphasis. Any point of emphasis, the refs are looking for it. All right, so don't sit here and tell me that you didn't know that the refs are looking for taunting. Every team that's doing their job, and I think the Seattle Seahawks do their job. They're a well-coached team. They've won a lot of games. They have taught that guy that if you breathe like you're looking and taunting the guy, they're going to throw the flag.
Right.
So I have no sympathy for that guy at all. You can tell me it's ticky-tack. It is. But when it's a point of emphasis, you are going to be called. Like just like in hockey, when they say, if you lift your stick and you get the guy on the hands, I don't care if you touch him, tug him, or what. They're calling a two-minute penalty. So if you're dumb enough to do that, then you go to the box. You cannot sit there and complain at the official for making a call. They've been taught.
Sure.
They're looking for it. They're going to call it. They're making a point.
But I think what teams are struggling with, because when they change this penalty and they've done it in college and pro, and taunting isn't a point of it's a point of emphasis now. And I get it. There are things that you got to take out of the game, like the throat slash or getting in a guy's face, or, the wrestling chops. I get all that. But now I think what teams are trying and players are trying to find is, all right, give me the definition, the universal definition of taunting. If I make a play, if I sack you and I'm just like nodding my head as I'm backing up, is that taunting?
Yes. When it's a point of emphasis, yes. Don't do it.
That's where I say it's ticky-tack.
Don't do it. You've been told.
Don't do it.
Don't make it close.
But they're basically saying if you are anywhere in my peripheral vision and I flex, it's taunting. But if I'm doing it towards my teammates, it's not.
Yes.
It's
ridiculous.
Or the crowd or anything. You celebrate with your team.
Celebrate with your team or you celebrate to the crowd.
But they're going
to
be times.
If you celebrate at the guy, they're going to call it. And if you're worried about it, then don't do it.
That's where I take an issue with it. Of the guy could be just walking in your general direction, and you're still going to call it taunting, even though it's not directed at the guy. That's where they got to clean it up. But I digress.
We'll come back. A guest we had on last week,
yes,
actor comedian Michael Rapaport, who's coming to town. The plea was out for Derrick Henry to have a massive game against Seattle.
No, he did.
The plea was out. He needed him for his fantasy team. And Keen Henry delivered.
He delivered.
We will talk to him on the other side because he is pumped. He is pumped. And we said we would have him on if Keen Henry had a huge game. And he is a man of his word, and he is coming on. He has reached out to us. He's like, hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm here. I'm available. I want to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. Right now, maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds that you would love to get rid of. Well, I'll tell you what. Weight loss management is important to them, and they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction ASAP. They've got a very, very experienced staff over there. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse. And their team of experts would love to help you tackle some weight loss management. Rejuvenation, your appearance should be important. It gets tougher as we age, but their staff will sit down and talk to you about PRP, hair removal, Botox, something that can help you because it does get tougher. And finally, hormone therapy. Maybe you've been feeling a little bit off lately. You can't figure out why. You don't have any drive. You don't have any energy. Maybe you've been experiencing some mood swings. Well, they can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all. And they do it all under one roof. These are just some of the things they do. At that state-of-the-art facility in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation to see these folks, pick up the phone and dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. You can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this gorgeous Wednesday. We are live here at First Horizon Park, the home of the Nashville Sounds. They've got their final homestand here this week. They've got some great specials. $2 12-ounce Pepsi fountain sodas, $2 hot dogs. They've got great beer specials, $5 and $6 canned and draft beer specials through this homestand, $3 mini golf this weekend. The $2 hot dogs, by the way, are the weekend. But right now, as we overlook the skyline of downtown Nashville, guys, beautiful day. All the rain we've had.
Thank goodness.
Sun is out.
Hey, what do we have, five straight days of rain?
The tarp is off the field. They're dragging the infield right now. Looks great. Looks great. Kind of like Derrick Henry over the weekend and Sunday in Seattle. He looked great. Right? What a game for Keen Henry. And, you know, we're not that far away from Zanies.
We're not.
And we had a great conversation with Michael Rappaport on our show last week. Actor, comedian. He's coming to town starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at Zanies. Friday night, two shows at Zanies. Saturday night, two shows at Zanies. And he needed, guys, he put the plea on our show. He needed Derrick Henry to have a big day against Seattle for his fantasy football team. And you know what? We can respect that. We play fantasy football leagues, plural. We understand needing a big day from Keen Henry, and he delivered. And he told us, if he delivers, he's going to come. He said, I'll call back in.
He said, if he goes for 150, I'm calling back in.
Well, he didn't go for 150. He went for 182.
Yes, he did.
Michael, how does that feel?
It felt fantastic to me, and I only have him in fantasy, so I'm sure the people of Tennessee, all the Titans fans, really appreciated it. Because, you know, you start to hear, can bruising backs like Derek the Truck Henry, can he sustain what he's done in the past? I picked him first in my fantasy football league, and week one was week two was high-powered and running over people consecutively. I like when he runs over somebody and then runs over him again in the same game. That's what gets me excited. And he put up great numbers, and I'm expecting him. I know that the Colts have given the Titans problems in the past. I'm expecting that high power offense to continue to roll. I might attend the game if I'm feeling good. I've been dealing with some throat issues. I don't want to blow my throat out before my Sunday night show, but I might attend that game and be on the sidelines like a lunatic, like a crazy person. From New York, and people will not understand why I'm so emotionally involved with the game, but it's all about the truck and Julio down by the schoolyard. So I can't wait for the game. I can't wait to hit the town tomorrow. Like I said, last time I was talking to you guys, it's my first time in Nashville. I got a bunch of places I'm going to try out to eat, and then I can't wait to kick butt all weekend at Jamie's.
I think we've done you a favor. I think we have sent Mother Nature packing for your visit, because she's been dumping a lot of rain on us the last 4 days, and I think it's all gone. I think you're going to get great weather. It's like 70 degrees today. The sun is out, and I think we're going to be good the rest of the week and through the weekend. No matter what your plans are, I think you're good. So do this for us, Michael. Set up the scene for us on Sunday as you watched, as you just said, Keen Henry just truck Seattle's defense. What were you doing? Were you with a bunch of people? You're at a sports bar? You're at home? Are you screaming? Are you going crazy? Kind of tell us, take us through that late Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday red ticket, alone. My wife left the room because, you know, in the beginning I was like, all right, what are we doing here? And then the truck went downhill and it was just nonstop from there. I will say that I never fully got nude. I have been known to get totally nude during a fantasy football game. I'm not aware of when that happens or why it happens, but when it's going my way, I tend to take clothes off. And like I said, I was just happy to see him, you know, rolling. And, you know, like I said, people, you know, start to say that, you know, will he be able to sustain it? And, you know, I watch the workout videos. He inspires me. And I was going nuts. I was going nuts. And by, you know, what did he have? Did he have three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. By the second touchdown, I knew he was back, and that it was going to be a game. So the third touchdown, I didn't even say anything. Like, I just, it was like an inner jubilation, like an inner quiet and inner peace at that point. But it was also loud.
like internally it was loud, but it was peaceful. It's a weird mix of fantasy football kookiness and craziness.
On this show, we can appreciate stripping down with excitement because last June, Michael Chase, who is one of the three members of this show, who's not very good at golf. We'll just leave it at that. He's not very good at all. And we were on a golf course last June in Gatlinburg. And beautiful course, Gatlinburg Country Club. And I basically stay back on the green to cheat. Because when he trucks it, to use your phrase, when he trucks it, you know, blows over the green and goes to the other side. Basically, I'm trying to stop it so we're not spending all day on the golf course. And we're with a group, okay?
Right.
And I'm just so used to doing that with his short game. And he holed one out from about, I don't know, 30 yards. I mean, holed it out. And we went nuts. And we're drinking. And we went nuts. And the next thing I know, I realize that I'm not seeing things, that I haven't had too much. He's running around the fairway, slinging his shirt over. He's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
He's half naked. And he's no just problem. Going crazy. So we can appreciate that on the show.
I mean, in sports, in fantasy sports, in being a sports fan, are you really emotionally involved if you wind up with all your clothes on at the end of a game? I mean, honestly, if you have all of your clothes on, are you really, really investing your heart and soul? I say no.
All right, so, Michael, I want to know when this dates back to, because I know you're a New York sports fan. Last time you were on, you were talking about the great Giants teams of the 80s, Bill Parcells, LT, Phil McConkie, Lionel Manuel, those guys. When did it start? Was there a particular Giants game or a Knick game where this happened and you discovered that this is the way to go?
I remember it clear as day. I don't know the date, but I remember, I believe it was 1989, when the Giants knocked Joe Montana out of the game, and the great John Madden from the sideline said the injury report, Joe Montana said, everything hurts. I got nude. I got nude at that because he was so good and so quick. He had such a quick release, that Joe Montana. When we finally got him, it was the nose guard.
Jim Burke.
Jim Burke. When Jim Burke hit him, I took all my clothes off. And I am so impressed, and I appreciate so much that he – and listen, I didn't want to hurt him, but I wanted him out of the game because he was killing us with that quick release. So that's the first time I remember fully disrobing into underwear in a public forum.
A public forum. Oh, that's even better,
that's
right there.
Even
yeah,
better. Even better.
Weren't those? Was that not a great rivalry in the 80s? The Bill Parcells Giants, the Joe Montana Bill Walsh 49ers. Two completely different kinds of teams, but man, they had some great battles over the years.
They were great. Two great coaches. You know, smash mouth football. It was a great time. I mean, you know, football has changed so much. I think it's changed for the better. You know, obviously you can complain about this, complain about that, but things have to grow. You know, sports, the evolution of man, it has to grow. You know, obviously, you know, the hitting was different then, but when we see the damage that it causes for the players, I could live without, you know, guys getting knocked out of the game. As fun as it was rooting for, none of us were aware of the ramifications of it. You know, it was a great time watching those games. And, you know, you're younger, so you're crazier, and you know, there wasn't tweeting, there wasn't, there wasn't multi-channels. You couldn't stream. It was like you had to go home, watch the game. You invested your time, and it was truly like the ABC Wireball, the sports mantra. It was the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and it was a different time. It was a great time, but you know, Sunday's going to be great, and like I said, I hope I hope King Henry continues to dominate. And that offense, you know, puts up a lot of points, and you send the Indianapolis Colts back home in misery.
Do the Titans know you've got Derrick Henry on your team? Does Derrick Henry know that you've got him on your fantasy team? Are they aware of the situation?
I am not sure, but I have met players that were on my fantasy football team, and like I met Big Mike Evans a few years ago for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
And I told him, and he seemed extremely proud to know that he was part of Rappaport's delight.
All right.
If there's any way I could get a message to Derrick Henry and let him know that not only is he on my team, I consider him a family member. He doesn't know that. But for what he's done the past 2 years on my fantasy football teams, like I look at him like family. Like if I'm in a blizzard, a snowstorm, and I see Derrick Henry on the side of the road with a flat tire, I don't care what's going on. I don't care where I need to be. Rest assured, Michael Rappaport will pull over, and I will either give you a ride or I will get you. You're not fixing the tire on your own, Derrick Henry. You could sit in the car and stay warm. I'm going to fix that tire by myself. That's how much I adore this man. Julio Jones also. Julio Jones, there's an infamous clip of me stripping down, you know, he was still with the Falcons. You know, this is maybe 3 or 4 seasons ago, going absolutely crazy. So when people, when players that are on my team do that, I never forget. I don't care where they go, what team. Like, I'll never root against Julio Jones. I don't care if I'm playing against him. Like, that's a family member to me.
We got to get you to practice.
Like, I know.
We need to get you over to practice because while you're
in town. Because I do think that's a great dilemma. When you meet a player that's on your fantasy team, do you say something? Or do you just kind of feel like 100%. A dork when you say, hey, you're on
my
fantasy
team? Well, you know us. We've had no shame in telling players, right. Hey, you're on our fantasy team. We need you to do well.
Michael is making us feel more comfortable with this.
100%. Now, I don't know the prowess of your fantasy football teams, but like I said, when I told Big Mike Evans he was on my fantasy football team, he lit up. Like, I didn't know if he was more happy playing for the Buccaneers or Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence. I'm just saying.
I'm going to say up until the Super Bowl was probably your team, but now that they've won the Super Bowl, probably the Bucks. Just
understandable.
Saying.
That's understandable.
Michael, good stuff. You're a man of your word. Thank you for calling in. We got to get word to the Titans.
Michael, the Titans have been made aware.
Okay.
We have
let them know what's going on, and I think you got to get in front of Derrick Henry.
I will wear full paraphernalia, the full uniform. You give me a helmet, I'll put that on too, a mouth guard, I'll do that all too. Like I said, I'm coming down there tomorrow. I can't wait to perform at Zanies, and I appreciate you guys having me on, talk some sports.
We'll let you know where this goes. Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Michael Rappaport, tomorrow night at Zanies, two shows on Friday night, two shows on Saturday night. Did he work in a Sunday? Did he say
Sunday show? Night, but is that Nashville or somewhere else?
It might be somewhere else.
He's talking about going to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
He wants to be there.
He may bag the Sunday show wherever the Sunday show is. So we need to let the Titans know.
I've let them know.
Okay.
Okay. So Friday out there at practice. Like, he needs to be out there.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, he needs to be out there for Friday's practice.
Darren, I know you stepped away briefly when we had him on the other day. I was going to get you because you and I
were
closer in age.
I was stripping down for the interview.
You were stripping down. You had to do that. Chase is probably I gave him two movie recommendations, my two favorite Michael Rappaport movies that he's
in.
Which,
by the way, does he not play like the same character,
he's
right?
He's kind of he's got the same elements.
Yeah.
Even though some of the movies he's like from Boston, some of he's from L.A., but he's always him, right? And he's hilarious every time. But have you seen True Romance?
Are you kidding?
I mean, that's one of the greatest.
Of course.
That is, I think, a little bit underrated in the grand scheme of things. Christian Slater.
Absolutely.
Gary Oldman. Michael Rappaport. Brad Pitt, who is Michael Rappaport's roommate. It is hysterical. And it's a crazy action movie. Dennis Hopper. It is a big time movie. It's like a '90s movie. I don't know if it's gets a lot of hype these days, but to me, that's a big time rewatchable. And then
we're in trouble if you check your text message that we have heard from somebody that's mad that we didn't let him know that Michael was going to be on.
Oh. Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I was looking at my
Beautiful Girls, and our friend mentions the other movie. I was going to say Beautiful Girls, an outstanding.
Yeah.
Movie. And this person who texted us is a New York through and through.
He
and
is.
That movie is set in New England. That's how good that movie is, that this person appreciates how great that movie is.
If we can line up for him to be at practice on Friday, do you think this person that has texted us would drive him over there to practice?
Well, you know what? We didn't even tap into
personal,
maybe a hockey interest
the
there.
Personal yeah. escort over to the
practice. Why not just do the full tour of Nashville sports?
Sure.
Michael, I think, would be up for it.
Well, we know this text. They yes. can take care of that part.
They
for
can.
Sure.
Yeah. They'd be able to pull that one off.
That one is done.
That'd be easy.
If Michael has interest in that, that's done. But can he do the double dip in Friday's schedule?
I think
he can.
The first thing Michael asked us last week was tell me where to go on restaurants and stuff. Yeah. So I think he's got some open mind. He wants to dive in and get a feel for the sports scene. He's never been to Nashville before.
Honestly, I think that would probably be a nice little thing after practice Friday.
Yeah.
Right? To have somebody like that out there.
Well, the ask is in.
Okay. That would be cool. I don't know how Vrabel, I don't know how he feels about that. I don't know. I'm not going to mood his ear.
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. He wants to meet Derek. So.
Well, I understand, but he may not want a distraction out there. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know how coaches are, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Vrabel's got a little Bill Parcells, They're Bill Belichick. It. There's a connection to the Giants there.
Yeah, but he's got the Boston theme going, not New York.
Who does?
Vrabes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still goes back to Belichick, Parcells, Giants. I think there's a connection there. I think the circles, it's like Greg, our guest from India, he says, do you call it a Venn diagram when you put the two circles and there's an intersection?
I don't know. You look like Dennis Rodman from The Last Dance right now, like, you know, pointing everywhere.
I look like Dennis Rodman. That's a stretch. That's a little bit of a stretch.
Things
but
I never thought I would heard.
I appreciate
said
Dennis
directed
talking.
At Willie.
Yeah. I appreciate Dennis talking with his hands.
You
the
look
intersecting
like Dennis
circles.
Rodman.
There's an intersection of Mike Vrabel and Michael Rapaport with
the '80s
Giants. Yeah,
there is. But Vrabel is with each year that passed, Vrabel is becoming more of we're on to Cincinnati. Like there will
be a safety there.
Yeah,
there will be someone playing tackle.
We'll have somebody back.
But
there.
He did admit that Taylor Lewan is expected to practice. I did not expect to hear that.
No, that's not what he said.
That's not what he
that
said.
That is not what he said. He said
he'll be out there.
He said, "Yeah, thank you, Bill." He said he'll be out there today. That's what he said, and he has said that before.
And then
he said, "Yeah, you'll probably see him out there." Like he said that with Adoree Jackson, you'll probably see him out there, and he was standing there in shorts.
I don't know. No, we had this debate before. Adoree Jackson did practice on that one day. That we have
not
that.
When he has used that line before.
It's a vague thing. I took him. I'm going to take him his word. I think Taylor Lewan is going to practice.
But he did not say he'll be.
He said he'll be out there.
He'll be. He said
he's going to practice.
You'll probably see him out here today. That's what he said.
Yeah, I think that at least means limited participation, which is a good sign.
I kind of feel like his deal was exactly like Wentz. Like I'm like I don't see. You see him playing? I don't.
Oh, I don't know. But I was encouraged by today even having him out there.
If he's in shorts and a hat?
If he does limited stuff, I think that's a good thing.
What if he's just an observer?
I picked up on Monday that I thought that there was some optimism that it wasn't catastrophic. When you saw that clip before the game, my first reaction was, oh, man, he has done something to re-aggravate something
in there.
First of
all, are you positive it's the ACL knee? Are you positive?
That is the knee he grabbed, according to the report from CBS.
Was the same knee?
That's what they said on the broadcast.
Did they?
Yeah. Right knee?
Yeah.
That's the knee he grabbed.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm just going by what they said on the report. Now, it's all speculative, right? None of us, they haven't told anybody anything. I'm just going by what they saw. I was worried.
By the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about this more. We also have clarification. We had a ton of responses on our text line. We had a ton of tweets. The clarification of the BetMGM 16 team parlay. We got, and it's all consistent. So we feel like we've got enough sources. We can say that is the story.
We've sourced this out.
We have sourced it out. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number two of the DDC next. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. Don't forget to tune into our NFL Game of the Week on 94.9, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Our Game of the Week is the Eagles and the Cowboys on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Should be a good one.
Oh, the great
kickoff
set for
7:15.
With those great NFC East battles of what the heck is going on in this division? Who's good? You know, who's the best of this of this pool of four.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen in those games.
You never know. So kickoff 7:15 on Monday night. Good stuff. Man, this has been a fun hour. Michael Rappaport was awesome.
That guy has just always made me laugh. It's a big thrill to have these conversations with him.
Well, our texter is making me laugh right now.
By the way, this is a true story. Like, he told us that last week. And, you know, it'd be one thing if we reached out and said, hey, man, you promised you would come on, yeah. right? Like, that's happened. Like,
sure.
Okay. It's no shame in that.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything.
No, he
honestly,
reached out.
We totally forgot. He reached out to us and said, hey, guys,
I said
I would come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Derrick Henry had the big day. I said I would come on.
You said
and
he
we
called
would,
you?
We would talk about
Is
it.
Is that right, Elijah? He called you?
So I walk in this morning, and I walk in the studio. Michelle's here, and she said, oh, it's funny. I just got off the phone with Michael Rappaport, and he was asking for you. And I was like, pardon? He's like, yeah, apparently he said he would come on if the Derrick Henry had a big game, so he gave me his phone number and wanted me to give it to you. So I was like, okay. And
That's awesome.
I texted him and asked what time he was available today. So there we go. He came back on. He's a man of his word.
He was. That was awesome. That was awesome. So we talked about the big parlay on BetMGM, the 16-team NFL money line parlay that someone put out there. It was a $25 bet, and they needed the Lions for $736,000 to beat the Packers on Monday night. Well, we know that didn't happen. So we got a ton of tweets. We got a ton of text on our text line from WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and it's the same message. Apparently, people familiar with the story, that was a free bet. And actually, the one, my heartbreak that I told on Monday, the six-teamer that I had, well, I won five of the legs and I had Jags plus six, was also a $25 bet. So the only solace that I got out of that is that it was a free bet. So I didn't lose anything, but I also didn't win $325.
Right.
When all I needed was the Jags to cover. I didn't even need them to win. Just lose by less than six. That didn't happen. But a lot of people said it was a free bet offer that was out there. I took advantage of the same thing. And so, therefore, you can't cash out on the free bet.
Right.
But I guess just BetMGM went on and awarded that person $133,000 for hitting 15 of the 16 legs.
They said, listen, we feel bad for you for picking the Lions and losing this on that.
Like, why wouldn't you just take the Packers in that case?
I don't know, but what, how much?
It's not going to change. Okay, so
it's still six figures.
It would have been $675,000 instead of $736,000.
It might have been less than that, but still, it would.
You think it drops it that much on a 16 teamer?
It might have been half a mil, $500,000.
No, it's not dropping it $236,000.
Oh man,
that was a pretty steep money line.
Okay, it was what, minus 600.
Yeah, it was a pretty steep money line to take that. I mean, I know why. This is what that was. I got a free $25.
Right.
I got to use. I got nothing to lose. I'm gonna pick 16 teams and get the highest payout. It's not gonna hit.
Yeah.
So I mean, he comes out like in a smelling like a bed of roses because he's BetMGM's like, here you go. Here's $100K. That was cool. You got us attention.
It's good PR for them.
Right. It's great. It's great PR. And that's what, like I said earlier, like that's not how this works, you know, when you see like payouts like that. But with them opening up in so many different markets and new markets, and you're bringing in new people that are wanting to bet on sports, it is a good move. It's a good PR move to do things like that. Now, a Vegas casino, they're not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, but that – it's cool. I mean, so good for him. That's fantastic.
So no concerns of losing your shirt or anything with that person. That person, you're good. They can do whatever they want.
Well, losing the shirt would be more of the Michael Rappaport out of excitement losing the shirt, right? Not losing it because you don't have any. You have to sell your shirt because you don't have any money.
By the way, that was just classic. I wanted to follow up and say, does it concern you that your wife knows that you strip down when you get excited watching these games and she decides to leave?
Oh, man. That was good.
We're going to have Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. So what did we take out of – what was kind of some takeaways from Mike Vrabel's comments?
I think he is more in my mindset that he's not as concerned about who plays quarterback for the Colts in this game as he is handling what the Colts do really well.
By the way, Carson Wentz not practicing today.
Okay.
And that really isn't a surprise. It's
not
more
on
about,
Wednesday, right?
Like you said last week, it's
Friday,
more about Friday.
Friday
it's more
is
about
the,
what, yep. what do we learn on Friday? They're going to be vague about it until then. But the fact that he can't practice yet is it tells you something. But I think he's much more worried about can the defense build on what they have done? And in particular, they took away – for example, the Seahawks ran the ball very well against the Colts. They did not run it well against the Titans.
Nope. Nope.
Now, they got some huge chunk plays through the air, and the Titans have got to not have the breakdowns that cost them there. But do you like the idea of the game plan of if you can take away the Colts' running game, regardless if it's Wentz or anybody else, Eason, I like my chances of winning this game. If you cannot let them do their bread and butter, I think that's where his focus is going to be more so than is it Wentz or is it Eason.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I mean, it you feel better about things. I mean, you already feel pretty good coming off the emotional high of that win. You're coming back home. You're honoring Bum Phillips, so there's a little something extra there. I think the crowd's going to be hyped because, you know, I almost look at it like this. It's you try and have, and obviously you want a different result than what Vanderbilt had, but it's like that same, like, hey, you got embarrassed the first week at home. You got to come back and take back your house. Well, you're coming off a big win on the road, so come in here and do your thing. And you've got the odds are in your favor because you don't know who's going to be their quarterback. Their starter's banged up. The offensive line hasn't been very good. You did a good job against the run against Seattle, like you just said, Willie. So there's a lot to feel good about. And adding that to the game plan. I am concerned about safety, though. I know Mike Vrabel said it today, like, well, you know, we'll have somebody back there.
McDougald
was
awful.
Well, and he's off the team
first
now.
Half.
He's
I know.
Unemployed. It shows you how awful.
He didn't even play in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, he was benched.
He
was terrible.
So it looks like Cruikshank will get the shot there, and then Matthias Farley, not
Ekholm.
Not Matthias Ekholm or Caleb Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Matthias Farley.
Yeah.
You know, I want to build on what you said, Chase, about the mental side of this. I think this is a great test. And as Vrabel is very good at pointing out, you know, the definition of consistency is regardless of who you're playing, whether you're coming off a win, coming off a loss, 1-3 in a row, loss 3-0, is there for the next game.
Yeah.
But in particular here, you're going from one extreme to the other. You're going from one extreme of what a disastrous first game. We got to get it together. They responded to that. That might have actually been easier than this test this week because all week you're going to be having this, hey, great win against the Seahawks. Man, what a great, exciting win that was. Oh, now you get to play the Colts at home and they have a quarterback problem and they're 0-2. He knows that that is a trap. And he is going to spend all week saying, do not sleep on this Colts team. This is a really good team. That's 0-2, that's played two good teams. They should have beaten the Rams, who might be the best team in football. I think that this is a tougher mental test than last week in a lot of ways. And I think he knows that.
I agree, but this is where...
There's an assumption, you should beat the Colts. And I think this is going to be a really, really
tough
game.
Well, they're favored by, what, six? Five and a half?
Five and a half.
It'll go up.
Yeah, probably.
Up?
I could see it being a touchdown.
How many times does the Titans beat the Colts in this stadium? You just got
when they announce it's going to be Jacob Eason, it's going up.
Yeah,
it'll be 6.5.
6.5 or
maybe 7.
Maybe.
Does that tell you that the odds makers think it will be Eason with that line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't see the Titans being that big of a favorite in this game, even if it is Eason.
Well, to your point, though, that's exactly what they're saying. They would not be a 5.5, 6-point favorite.
Even more to my theory of this is a tougher mental test. Than last week.
I would tell you this, just from the betting point of view, if you're wanting to bet the Titans, do it now. Get that number now before
Why?
It goes up. Because you're giving points.
If you're betting the Titans.
Yeah, if you're betting the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what if they announce that Wentz is playing on
Friday? I don't think it's not going to go down.
You don't think it's going to go down?
Not even, no.
No, this is the perfect again, betting.
He's going to be very limited. He's very limited.
You could get the Titans at 5.5 now, and then you could get the Colts at 7 and try and middle.
Here's the crazy thing. Wasn't it against the Colts, the Mariota game where he could not run? Remember, he was a statue? Wasn't it the Colts that he carved up here? When he could not move at all?
They beat him, yeah.
That was right. That was after he came in against the Texans and won the game, I think. Isn't that around the same
time?
I don't know.
Had a Thursday there was night a game here where, it was a Thursday night game. He couldn't move, and yet he played. Yeah. And he was a statue, and everybody knew it, and yet they carved up the Colts that
You're asking me to remember Mariota injury games, but kind of hard. Okay. But
I just think you are going to see absolutely desperate.
Hurt with the
a desperate Colts team. A desperate Colts team is coming in here. It is not going to be easy.
Matt Nagy, but by the way, just announced that Justin Fields is the starter. Why would you do that on Wednesday?
No way.
Why would you do that on Wednesday?
Because Dalton is hurt. He's out.
But you don't have to say that.
I guess you don't have to.
No. You have to say he's out. You could say everybody knows he's hurt.
Did they IR him or did they? Is he?
No, nothing. I haven't seen where. I haven't seen anything.
Foles isn't getting a look?
He's going to serve as the backup.
Really? They're going to let him do that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot worse backups you can have when
third
he's
string
your third guy. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Nick Foles has got to be the best third string quarterback on a roster now, doesn't he?
Well, no. Deshaun Watson is that.
Well, he doesn't count.
he's not playing.
So. He's not playing against Carolina.
Yeah, who's starting for Houston?
I don't know.
Davis Mills has been named the starter.
Davis Mills. Davis Mills. We were talking to Clint Sterner about Davis Mills.
He was a good wait a minute. That's Carolina's linebacker, right?
No, that's Sam Mills.
He was good.
I like their I like their cereal.
By the way, good pull. I want to see if anybody would get that.
Or no, not cereal. They're
General Mills makes cereal. Yeah.
General Mills.
General Mills. That's what I'm thinking of. I like their photos too. That's
I'm hungry. Yeah, thank you.
Also, windmills.
All right, this is a good time for us to step away. We'll come back.
We're getting silly.
We should have Timmy on the other side to start the third hour. Yep. Darren Donnick and Chase, that's next.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.